1, 2, 3, let's go!
Welcome back to Miami Blizzard. I'm your host, Ben.
And I am your co-host, Chris.
And today we're bringing you a very special episode because it is our second episode. And everyone knows second is the best. So this is going to be the best episode that we have this entire series. And just for housekeeping, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're making a lot of noise over there, Chris.
Yeah.
What was going on?
Nothing.
Just a lot of struggles.
Yeah, I was in the wrong seat, so I had to like crawl over, and I got surprisingly out of breath very easily.
It is hot. Yeah. It is hot here. I would say the weather has been warm, summery, but too hot.
Yeah, big time. So what's going on? What's on the agenda for today?
Well, I think we're going to talk about some stuff, play some music.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like an average show. Yeah. We do want to inform our loyal listeners that there will be promotional material coming out.
Yeah.
If you are interested in the lore that we are...
the cinematic canon. Universe that we are creating here.
The MCU, the Miami Blizzard cinematic... Oh, wait, no, we thought of it.
It's the Mabavu. It's Miami Blizzard audio-visual universe.
Yeah, and we want to say...
There's going to be books, comic books, magazines... Plays, films,
rock operas. Yeah, we almost came close to losing the show.
Breaking
there,
the
Chris.
Big rule, the yeah, rule with a capital wall. R,
the fourth wall, the rule with a capital R, is our tagline.
Yeah,
so
it's a tough time.
I just looked at how many. I just looked up how many people are listening right now, and it said 56. Bit rate, but I thought that was the number of people which
we were almost famous,
which exceeded the number of people I've ever had before by 54,
like combined.
Hey, yeah, the sum of all past people. So today's playlist that I'm bringing to you, the stuff that I'm gonna be playing, is different than my normal stuff. It's probably cooler. It's probably less pop
cool. And yeah, your music.
I didn't make a playlist.
Those are antonym. So antonymous?
Antonymous.
Antonymic.
It's onomatopoeia. But I don't know what Chris is gonna be playing. So
yeah, well, I'll look at. I've been listening to some new stuff this week. I'll do some research now.
Okay, well, what the song you just heard was "Beach Bummer" by Novacation, and the next song you're gonna hear is gonna be a surprise. So buckle up and get ready.
Big time.
Second passing reminds me I'm not home. Bright lights and city sounds are ringing like a drone. Unknown, unknown. All blazed eyes, empty hearts, buying happy from shopping carts. Nothing but time to kill, sipping life from bottles. Tight skin bodyguards, Gucci down the boulevard, cocaine dollar bills and my happy little pill. Take me away, dry my eyes, bring color to my skies, my sweet little pill. Take my hunger, lie within, no. Like a rock, I float. Sweat and conversations seep into my bones. Four walls are not enough, I'll take a dip into the unknown. Unknown. All glazed eyes, empty hearts, buying happy from shopping carts. Nothing but time to kill, sipping life from bottles. Tight skin bodyguards, Gucci down the boulevard, cocaine dollar bills and my happy little pill. Take me away, dry my eyes, bring color to my skies, my sweet little pill. Empty hearts, buying happy from shopping carts. Nothing but time to kill, sipping life from bottles. Tight skin bodyguards, Gucci down the boulevard, cocaine dollar bills and my happy little pill. Take me away, dry my eyes, bring color to my skies, my sweet little pill. Take my hunger, lie within, numb my skin.
Two.
All right. Welcome back. So the song that What's you just up? Heard was Happy Little Pill by Troye Sivan, or however you pronounce that.
That's funny, because you like Happy Little Pills. And I mean that in the placebo way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that actually is a segue that was way better than I could have done.
That was a flawless segue.
And you're going to see why in a second. So the reason why that is good is because I have recently, as the people who are following the lore know, I have recently
the
just
canon.
Started the canon. Yeah.
The saga. I can come up with so many words. This is all we do on the podcast. We just talk about our audio-visual universe, but we do nothing to...
To create, to it. We create no actual content. All we do is
or just like when Marvel goes to Comic-Con and they announce their next slate of movies for the next like 35 years, like we just do that, but we don't actually put out the content. We just like discussing it because it's a lot of fun. Anyways, tell us about the canon.
So as y'all know, I have started a job where I am doing medical device research, and they're testing this thing, and I don't know how much detail I'm allowed to go into, so I'm going to stay vague for now. But what they're doing is they're having people come in and test this device, and they said you can try it, and then they gave me a box of it. And they didn't say I had to stop trying it at any point. So in the last 2 days, I've probably consumed 30 of them. And each time I have to open up the package and like put it on my mouth, and it tastes very minty, but not refreshing. And this is the first time in my life I've ever had that sort of like dichotomy in mint flavor. It's so minty.
Did you enjoy? It sounds like you enjoyed it, considering
I had 30.
I feel like that point. Imagine if they accidentally mixed up the placebo with the real drug.
That would be such a problem.
That could definitely happen too.
Well, the thing says trade name on it, so it's like definitely, and it's unlabeled because they're like, why would we waste label? So I couldn't even call like the Center for Disease Control or the Poison Control or whatever.
They wouldn't know what to do.
I would be like, it says trade name on it, and they'd be like, we don't have the trade name in our database.
Don't worry, we'll call the funeral home for you.
Yeah, that should be their new service. They should be like, well, you're screwed, and we can't get an agent to you in under the 16 minutes until you're dead. So we could set up a we could
GG. Good. Yeah. Good game, Ben. You lived a good life, but you died eating placebos. Oh well.
Oh well. I had a good run.
Yeah, a decent run.
A decent
7.2 out of 10.
That's all you can ask for.
A C-. You know what? Better than being like a peasant in like the year 400 BC, you just die from like a common cold at the age of 17.
A big splinter.
Yeah.
And
mortality.
No.
Ain't it something?
Ain't it so?
Ain't it something?
I want you guys to,
on another
to think
note,
about that.
Oh.
Well, oh, do you want
to? Wait. If anyone wants to call in, right now I'm trying to figure out what I want for dinner. Should I get a Greek salad with chicken or with beef? Call in and let me know. All right.
I want to say not chicken.
I have chicken all the time, but
that's why you shouldn't have chicken.
But beef is so much more unhealthy for you.
No. You haven't had beef in like 2 weeks.
I haven't had.
So you can have it now.
No, I had brisket on Sunday night. Leftovers from a barbecue. So I've had it recently. So it's seeming like chicken, but call in if you guys want to pitch in your 2 cents. We would love to have you. Kara, maybe? You out there? Hello? Hey, what's up, buddy? Or anyone? But yeah.
855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
Amazing.
Mamita vente. Mamita. Yeah. Mamita vente. Olvida la gente. Sé que tu cuerpo me pide calor. Y sé lo que siente. La noche te prende. No te preocupa mi gusto mayor.
Girl, you know you got me feeling you the way you move. Baby, bring you closer, let me show you what to do. Moving side to side, I know you wanna drink it too. Let me have your body, let me show you how I can do.
Mami, eres tu crema y pa' boca. Cuando chupa ella, si se pone loca. A lo lento, pero quítate la ropa. Ese no es mi body, abre boca.
Tell me what you're doing all alone in the club. Baby, get your vibe, I'm pouring out the cup. Girl, alone at the club. Get up in my ride, I wanna show you love. Swear you like a lullaby, yeah. Dance with me through the night, yeah. Back to me, casa, baby, slide, yeah. Let me make you feel alright, yeah. Swear you like a lullaby, yeah. Dance with me through the night, yeah. Back to me, casa, baby, slide, yeah. Let me make you feel alright, yeah. Got me caught up in the vibe, now mama, let's go. I'ma make you shine in the nighttime. Rolling with a star, you could be my angel. Spec that booty up at the right time. I can feel you when you dance, you grabbing all of my pants.
chance, I'm kissing you in advance, baby, live it up. She putting me in a trance, I'm throwing out all my bands. She yelling out, this a jam, DJ, turn it up. She want it, go hard till 6 a.m. She need it, she need it. I bet the neighbors know my name when she moaning.
Homie, what you doing all alone in the club? Baby, get your vibe, I'm pouring out the cup. Girl, I wanna get you all alone at the club. Get up in my ride, I wanna show you love.
Swear you like a lullaby, yeah, 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 yeah.
Dance with me through the night, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back to me, casa, baby, slide, yeah, 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 yeah.
Let me make you feel alright, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Girl, I have you feeling right, yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe only for a night, yeah, 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 yeah. Come with me and feel the vibe. No, I wanna get inside, yeah. Hold it now, the way you spin around got me so aroused, I can't keep it down. Hold it now, the way you spin around got me so aroused, I can keep it down, down.
Swear you like a lullaby, yeah, 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 yeah.
Dance with me through the night, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back to me, cause I'm baby sly, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me make you feel alright.
Baby, slide, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me make you feel alright, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're back.
And we are back. That what? Is a fact.
What Chris, is up?
So, wait. So, as following the conversation about how we literally only reference
the canon?
The Mbavu, but we never actually contribute to the Mbavu, I want to add something to the Mbavu.
What are we adding to it?
I want to add the fact that Chris is actually the visual part of the Mbavu. You have been on TV.
Oh, you really are gonna really gonna bring this up right now.
You have been
on. That was a plot twist. That was an wow.
Unexpected. So tell us about that. Tell us about what club you were in, what you looked like while you were on TV, and why your parents hate you and let you leave the door dressed and looking.
They may
explain. Tell the viewers what they want to hear.
So back in, it's a very long time ago, it was like two years and like 3 months ago. So really not that long.
To this day.
But yeah, roughly.
Really?
I don't know. Like it was like a little over 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'm making a lot of hand movements right that, yeah, now for those
really
of you not
a lot
watching.
Of gesture. You probably hear the wind in the microphone. That was it.
Anyways, so here I was. Senior year, president of the academic team. What's academic team? Only the coolest club on campus.
It's where all the jocks are from. It's all the cool people.
So basically, we had like Jeopardy. It was like Jeopardy-style tournaments, but with a team. And one of our competitions was actually filmed on live television for Broward County Public, like for like their PBS station. So it was called School Duel. And it was the weirdest game ever. We were basically just on TV answering questions, playing against other high schools, and this really creepy studio in Pembroke Pines. And
I think I can. It's findable.
No, it is. I've shown it to you.
I'm looking.
I've shown
for
it to
right
a lot
now.
Of people.
I'm looking for it.
And it was from a time where like.
How long ago was
it? I mean, we were all wearing like matching green polos, and we were like, "Hey, the answer is like Nigeria." This is like. Yeah, so then I was on, that's my claim to fame.
What year was it?
2017.
2017.
You're not going to find it. Or you might. Ransom Everglades versus something. I had a few decent rounds. Wasn't my best performance, though. You guys should have been their History Bowl Nationals 2016. Killed it. Killed
yeah?
it.
You killed it.
Yeah, I did. This was a time before I had my beard, which has kind of become, I guess, iconic. So now when people from college, at least,
that's
who have never really seen me without
so
my beard,
arrogant.
When you want to know it's arrogant? When we were actually getting on the show and the lady was doing makeup for all of us, I had such good skin that she didn't even need to put on any makeup on me. You have any response?
I want you to sit in silence and think what you just said. I don't want to even acknowledge that.
I have very good skin. There, I said it. It's one of my strengths.
I think I found it. I think it was 2015.
No, it was 2017.
Then I found it for sure.
Well, how are you going to share it with the audience?
We're going to play a little audio clip once I find you.
All right.
So in the meantime, no, I found it. Okay, everyone, so go to www.schoolduel.tv/videos/.
Oh, yeah.
Search Ransom Everglades, and it is the 2017 one, not the 2013 one.
No, it's 20. Well, they also, I mean, Ransom has been around there in 2014, 2015, 2017, 2018.
Oh, like, my God. You look like you work at Best Buy. But
I remember the Geek Squad.
But are 6 minutes away from being fired for smashing like 8 TVs in the back room.
My name's Kyle and I drink Monster. I like punching holes in drywall.
okay, hold on, hold on. Here, let's see. Let's see what Chris has to say.
Congratulations and good luck with the other schools. We have next to you Christina, who's a senior. Christina, your college choices.
Are we on
next year?
Congratulations. All right, and right next to you is Chris.
No, I can't do this.
Accepted to University of St. Andrews a few weeks ago.
That was not bad.
Wait, hold on. Where'd you... Wait, that's so exciting. Hold on.
That was a time when the only schools I got into...
A little scope into Chris's admission process. Here we go.
University of St. Andrews. Few weeks ago, but I'm waiting to hear back from all my schools in April.
All right, again, we'll cross our fingers and congratulations. Last,
where'd you end up, Chris? Where'd you go?
I'm
gonna say that you didn't accurately answer that question. To be fair,
I did. I heard back from all the schools in April.
Right, let's
or
see.
Was it March or something?
Let's
I don't know.
Hear where some of your competition ended up.
Starting with Diego, you're a senior. Same question: is there a college on your radar?
I've been accepted to a few universities in Florida.
Good
but
for
I'm
Diego.
Waiting to hear back from MIT in March.
Oh, he's.
I don't think you got in.
He's reaching big. All right, hold on.
Same response. I'm waiting for Wake Forest though.
Right. What school is that?
All right, next to you, Mark we have Marcos, who's a
no,
senior.
Archimedean. Is it Archimedean that we're playing?
See what I can get accepted.
Florida Christian.
Florida Christian.
Yeah, like
Marcos doesn't
thinking.
Know. He's waiting on the money.
All right, the captain
good move.
Of Florida Christian's no name is Michael. No student. He's a sophomore. You have some time, but
yeah, I knew
I'm sure
Michael
you have
from elementary
time.
School.
Yeah, I want to go to Berkeley.
All right.
I actually did know Mike. Oh, no, he went to Belen. Well, this is a lot of Miami. Oh, I should do the show in Miami, and then I can be like fully like bilingual and like annoying. In his like yeah
I want to see if you haven't answered any questions yet, and I'm scrubbing through. Oh, Chris answers a question. Here we go.
His questions deal with Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem Idylls of the King. Bonus question number one: this queen is King Arthur's wife, name her.
Guinevere.
Yes, Christina.
Guinevere.
Correct. Excellent.
It looks like you answered
it. Second bonus question: what is the name of King Arthur's court magician?
Merlin.
Chris.
Merlin?
Yes.
Yo! That's 2017 me!
This knight is Guinevere's secret lover.
Lancelot. I'm a fiend. I actually have applied to Jeopardy a few times, and my dream is to be on there someday. So,
what's your strategy? What are you going to do?
I'm going to... Honestly, the James Holzhauer technique, where he just goes for, like, the big money ones instantly, I respect it. It's annoying as heck, but I want to do... That's probably the move... Though I may play it safe. I don't know. We'll see.
If you think Chris can do it, listen to this clip and let's see. Let's hear. We've only heard him answer one right question. Let's see if he can do a second one.
Play where the quarterback runs the ball.
Cal. Go.
Hold on.
The medically or the judge will move you on. So are you ready?
Here we go.
All right. Let's go ahead and begin.
Which round is this?
In boxing, what the letters K-O stand for?
Knockout.
That was the easiest question I've ever heard.
Dude, when you're in front of a live studio audience, it's intense.
Of like 11 people.
Kickstand.
20.
Come into this instrument to make music.
Kazoo.
Last name of Superman's alter ego.
Luther.
Cal.
No! Chris! Christopher.
You fool.
Oh my God.
Now you can travel back in time and remind yourself the right answer.
Okay, there were a lot of lights on. It was a lot of pressure. It was.
Yeah, you look sweaty.
No, those lights are intense. I mean, you've been on a set before. You know how many lights they use.
Chrono.
Okay.
Hold on.
We should change to a new topic. We've harped on this long enough, I think.
Kurd. All right. Hey, I got you redeemed yourself. You redeemed yourself.
Was I about the Kurds?
Yeah.
Kurdistan is a very interesting topic, but not one for... If you're not an IR major, may not be
I'm
going to
cut you off right here.
Right here.
For the the sake of finding truth. Was following rules, counting all of my good deeds. Oh, living in fear, hell at my feet. Heaven is out of reach, and there's a fire that I won't slay. There's a fire, but no fire brigade. Help our souls tonight, we're losing this fight. Oh, help our souls tonight, there's no one on our side who's gonna help our souls tonight. No one here to help our souls tonight. It's on me, it's on you. I've been stumbling around between the lines of red and blue. I was coloring thoughts for the sake of finding truth. Was following rules, counting all of my good deeds. Oh, living in fear, hell at my feet. Heaven is out of reach, and there's a fire that I won't slay. There's a fire, but no fire brigade. Help our souls tonight, we're losing this fight. Oh, help our souls tonight, there's no one on our side who's gonna help our souls tonight. No one here to help our souls tonight. It's on me, it's on you.
We got two things to accomplish in this intermission. The first one would be, I was kind of thinking about it, and I mean,
honestly, the music's the intermission, I would say.
Yeah,
we're here for the banter.
Yeah, we're here for the banter. Canonically here for the banter.
Canonically here for the banter.
So I was thinking about it, and I mean, obviously very easy to make fun of you. I do it all the time. But definitely takes some guts to go out there and, I mean, like, put your whole noggin on the line. And have to answer questions about topics you might not even know about in front of dozens of viewers for that TV show and 624 people on that streamcast. So, I mean, it makes me wonder, Chris, do you have stage fright?
Actually, I did. If you listen to that answer where it was like, what is the last name of Superman's greatest enemy? I said Cal, because that's Superman's last name. Like, that's a very easy question that I would have gotten otherwise, I think.
Okay.
I love Superman to death. But I when you have these huge lights on you and you're in front of a studio audience, you know, that really, like, changes how you think. And even if...
What about a classroom?
In a classroom, like, I find sometimes, like, I get by fine. But I do kind of, like, get nervous or tense up sometimes.
What's that look like?
I kind of speak, but, like, my mind is just, like, I can just feel, like, all the eyes on me, you know
yeah,
that feeling?
It's and
I just and you just kind of, it's a little bit of a freak out, but it's, like, a controlled freak out for the most part.
It's like a rocket.
Like, I spoke up in a work meeting, like, yesterday, and I found myself, like, blabbering a little bit. I just, like, found myself talking a little bit too long because I was, like, nervous. Because I'm like the youngest kid by like I'm the youngest person by like 4 or 5 years, and
that's a lot.
Yeah, and I just like don't know what I'm talking about, but I felt like I should participate.
What's good though is right now, you know exactly what you're going to talk about.
For our weekly listeners, or last week listeners, we're going to do this thing. So we have to say a PSA apparently while we have our show. So my thing is, and the ukulele music. You know you need the ukulele music. But anyway, so each week we have like a different accent. So last week I did like a fake fluent, like Ben speaking Spanish, like hola, me llamo Benjamin, like
sounds
like that.
Perfect.
That's exactly how Ben talks. Fun fact, when Ben met my abuela, he was so bad at speaking. You can't mute me. I'm in the middle of a sentence. he was so bad at speaking Spanish that like my grandma just literally just didn't understand
him. I said something very simple and then she was like, correct. What did he say?
It was funny. Or like we went to a restaurant and they just automatically like knew that I was just ordering for everyone. Anyways, just flexing
sometimes,
on y'all.
Sometimes I walk in a place and they speak Spanish to me. Sometimes. And mm-hmm. I do know enough vocab and grammar to like order a thing, but they don't. Like,
was this in like a Hispanic country where they maybe didn't know English?
No.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
So this week I feel like doing an Irish accent.
Okay.
I'm a little bit rusty.
Should we play bagpipes? So no, that's Scotland. What's an Irish instrument?
Bagpipes or Scotland? I don't know. Just like, a flute.
Okay, I got it.
Like the Titanic, like doo doo doo. Like, you know what I'm talking about? But like. No, put on like an Irish jig. Like ding da ding da ding da ding. Like.
No. I'm just searching Irish music. Okay. We're ready.
Oh, you found it. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.
That's good, right? That's good.
It was so much better than I expected. So much better.
Wow.
Visit CD.
Wow.
Visit.
Okay, hold on.
Oh,
we're
man.
Good.
Ben is, like, his face is the color of a tomato right now. Oh, my goodness. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Top of the morning to you. That's all.
That was not. There's so much words
on
there. No,
that was the 10 second one. You want me to do a 15 second chronic fatigue syndrome one?
Yeah. I can't do it.
I need to compose myself. I love the music in the background. This is the best bit we've had yet. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. CFS was real and it can be devastating. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help.
that was informative.
What should we do next week?
Well,
I don't want to do anything that's like insensitive.
True.
And as I am, so I'm white. And I'm Hispanic, so I can...
So you can make fun of those,
so too. So I have leeway in there. I can talk algo bueno, tú sabes, or... Un Mexicano.
There's
or
some...
a Scottish person. Oh, man. I love doing this. It's so much fun to speak, like in accents and stuff.
I want to find... So they have some very ridiculous... Like, they've made some of these PSAs. And some of them are, like, wild. I want to find one. I want to see if I can find one for you.
What PSA? Oh. Are you going to... Like, is this like a YouTube video or it's just like...
No, it's... Okay, wait. Let's see. Let's hear what they're calling a vintage PSA. Let's see what that is.
Oh, God. Is it like really like misogynistic?
I don't know. No, they would not do that. But let's see.
Oh, if it's like a vintage one from the 50s.
Many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained.
I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree with that.
Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health. Because doctors and medicines are expensive.
And
eat
medicines.
Well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take.
What is this about?
It's cost of living. Okay, let's try a different one.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you have to pay the price. When you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways.
I don't think that's
and resolve to slow
motorists.
Down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
I don't even...
Fun fact, one of my friends the other day was doing like a little fun fact poll, and I this would
yeah,
be perfect
hear some,
for
let's
it.
Hear some.
So, well, this is just one that I just popped into my head. But you know that why you know why soap operas are called soap operas?
No.
So in the 1950s, when soap operas were first created on TV and stuff, it would be a live audience. Like, it would just be, like, live, like a live stream. You couldn't record it or anything. So those old tapes are actually super hard to come by. But it's just, like, it's just a continuous show where, like, every week there's a new drama. And it created the soap operas that exist now. And, like, pretty much only, hopefully, only grandparents watch. No offense.
I'm offended.
But, like, it's they originally called it soap operas because they knew that just, like 1950s, like, white women, like, housewives would just watch them during the day. So when it would cut to, like, a commercial break, it would almost always be, like, soap commercials. And it'd be, like, super, like, sexist, like, telling them, like, the women, like, clean up the house and do your job with the best soap on the market. And they'd be, the ads would just be, like, a screen rolled in front of the camera, like in the audio, like in the studio.
That's
which
crazy.
I think is from a technological perspective is just really interesting, considering how advanced like ads and stuff have gotten now. Like you think of Super Bowl ads that are like,
oh my god,
I don't even know. Just like Coke has their thing, and like, and then there's like Geico ads. Ugh. Okay. So many. Okay, I'm not.
So many. Yeah, no.
don't let me go off on
I'm
a Geico ad tangent.
I'll turn off your mic. Okay, wait. So I heard one of these pre-made PSAs before, and it was very funny, and I want to see if this is it. So I am going to play it, but I'll turn it off if I don't like it.
Ooh, I'm home.
This might have been it.
This is your sofa speaking. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch?
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch.
No, this one isn't
move
it.
Move a muscle.
It's kind of funny.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
I'm trying this off.
I really shouldn't.
Come in. Let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, ooh, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet talk you.
But baby...
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood.
That was a roller coaster.
What was that ad about? Was it about infidelity? Was it about a furniture store? Was it about heart disease? Was it about big brothers, big sisters, like having like bonds with sisters? Like what was going on there?
That ad had so much content. I want to hear what another one has.
Seducing teen girls online is easy.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't the one. All right, we're gonna do nine.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
Oh my god.
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
Sounds like my friend who's an announcer for BAM.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. It's carbon monoxide. It helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household.
Oh, no. What do we think it is? What do we think
no,
it is?
It's going to be like a
hey,
a plot
do me
twist.
A favor and hold the ladder for me.
It's a ladder.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Wow!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center ladder.
That one has a lot too.
Interesting. Very interesting. The trailer for Frozen 2 just came out.
Okay, we're gonna dissect
actually,
that in a
looks
second.
Very visually stimulating. Oh,
do
wow.
A, do you have a song you want to hear, Chris?
It's like a water horse.
Chris, do you have a song you want to hear?
No, you put one on. I'll come back. Come back to me. I'll find one.
Hey.
Be grown up and on my own. You better watch out.
Okay, Andre. It's a deal.
Yeah, there's only one problem with you. You're perfect.
And we're back.
We are back. That is still true. So, as Chris previously mentioned, something very important to some people that are not me just happened. And that is that the Frozen 2 trailer just dropped.
Yeah.
So I have some things to say about it just from the get-go.
Wait, make it full screen.
I want to say, we are staring at a black screen, and already, this is the longest, most wide YouTube video I've ever looked at.
Some Disney movies are doing this now. Like Avengers Endgame, I noticed, had a trailer that was like so long, and I don't know
it
why.
I don't mean length. I mean, it is clocking in at a minute and 53 seconds. That's not even 2 minutes out there, folks, for those people counting at home. I'm talking exclusively about the width of the frame on my webpage.
That's what I was saying.
But I want to make sure that's clear. This thing is taking up the majority of the width of my YouTube, and we're gonna press full screen. We got black bars on the top and bottom.
You gotta let me see more of this. Should I come around to you or
something? No, you're good. All right, we're gonna play it.
Is it full brightness?
You're right. We need to see this in all of its glory as Disney Pixar intended it.
It's not Pixar.
It's not gonna be very good.
It's gonna make a lot of money, regardless of the quality.
Regardlessly of the
content. Also, there are bad Pixar movies.
Cars 2 and The Good Dinosaur are the only two that matter.
Honestly, Finding Dory, not a fan.
Yeah, but it was fine.
Bugs Life, not that much of a fan.
You're wrong.
Cars, not that much of a fan.
Well, no, none of the Cars were good.
There was a Cars 3, which I never saw.
Well, it was about being spies. They were cars.
No, that was Cars 2.
Okay, so we're going to start Frozen 2 official trailer. This is our official. We have not watched this before this
moment. Coco was good. Sorry. I'll just be quiet.
I'm intrigued.
Is that the Halo music?
Yeah, that was the Halo music. Oh, God.
Actually, this does look like
Percy Jackson.
Cool. Wait, I can't see it.
Okay, it's dark. It's cutting to black.
Okay, she's running.
She looked very small, and she's running into water.
Oh, and she creates ice on the water so she can run on the water.
Okay, she's
Jesus?
Have you seen... Hold on. There's some biblical imagery we should talk about right now off the bat.
Elsa is like icy Jesus.
She's ice Jesus.
Ice female Jesus. Yeah. Ice Mary Magdalene.
So what I'm looking at is a still frame that looks kind of like Life of Pi, and it kind of looks like Moses.
The Ten Commandments, you mean?
Yeah, it looks like
Cecil B. DeMille, 19.
But mostly Life of Pi. Look at that. Look at this water.
Actually looks really good.
It's dark and brooding. This is different.
I kind of want to watch this movie just for the visual effects.
Well, okay. It looks stunned. Like, I'm already impressed.
Not that anyone asked.
The teaser trailer, too, looked good, I will say. That came out a few months ago. No dialogue, which is probably why I liked it so much.
That's probably why
he
likes it.
Though, Josh Gad as Olaf, unfortunately, I find funny.
Okay, hold on. Not that anyone asked, but you talked about the visual effects. Something that they did for the original Frozen, I believe, mm-hmm. if I recall correctly, I think it was for this movie, or Big Hero 6, but I want to say this movie, was the way that they revolutionized the way that they rendered the video to make it even more realistic and even prettier to look at. So ordinarily, so here's how this works. You set up your 3D scene, you put all your little objects in, and then you put a virtual camera, and then it like goes through the animations and films it like in quotes. And basically light emanates, I believe it starts with the objects and like bounces off all of the things, like little light rays are simulated, they bounce off all the things, and then they bounce into the camera, and that approximates how light works for us. Yeah. But usually it's only cost effective to do that, like they calculate 6 bounces and they're like, okay, now it goes into the camera. For that movie, they doubled that. They made them 12, which previously was like unheard of, impossible. It would just take too much time, would be too expensive. But they figured out a way to optimize it. So they probably, that was several years ago, they probably can do that even better now.
I recently have gotten really, I kind of want to take the animation class you took, because I've gotten really into animation. Like Coco was amazing.
Yeah.
Into the Spider-Verse. Oh, don't even get me started. Yeah, I talk about Spider-Man too much on the radio.
We can't do it.
We can't. Or like,
what's, we talk about it every time.
Or what was the other one? Oh, How to Train Your Dragon 3. Oh, I love the dragon in that movie.
We digress. We're 25 seconds in and we're already wowed. So we're going to continue going. We have Icy Jesus. She's running on water.
Oh my god,
she just Frozoned it.
She's like, is she in a Marvel movie? Like, this is a pretty cool superpower. Oh, but she fell.
Okay.
She fell into the water.
She's doing a tumble.
And there's this weird, like, creepy music.
She can somehow breathe.
Oh, what is that?
That's a water horse.
But it's underwater, and it's made out of water.
Horse.
Oh, and then it turned into...
That was good. What? You didn't hear me. It was funny, though.
No, I heard you, but...
Okay, this fall, there's some rolling...
Oh, those are the rock.
Those are the rock men.
The past is not.
What happened with Elsa?
Seems.
Oh, I bet you they look for their parents or something.
Must find the truth.
Yeah.
There's
for
like a
sure.
vision of like ice things.
Go north across the enchanted lands.
Oh. It's like, it looks like autumn. It's like very fall. It's beautiful. Like lots of reds and blue. Oh, and like weird.
They're tumbling. There's ice fire?
Yeah. It's like Viserion, the dragon.
Elsa's powers were too much for this world.
All right, I want to stop it here. I want to talk about something that was recently brought to my attention, and that is that recently there's a trend in animation to, instead of like producing good animation with like good plots or whatever, they're just like funneling resources into the cloth and hair simulations. And that's like, they're like, wow, look at this. We can make fur that looks like fur. And everyone's like, why don't you make a plot that looks intelligible? And
well, that's what happened with Game of Thrones Season 8. Every element of Game of Thrones Season 8, phenomenal. Except for the writing. But if you don't have good writing,
it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
It brings everything else down. The writing is like the skeletal system of a thing. And you could have the best muscles, the best ligaments, the best hair,
just
the best eyes in the world.
I have all of these things. But it doesn't work because I don't have good bones.
If you don't have good bones,
and that is
none
why
of
I
that
look
matters.
Like
that you're an invertebrate, and a movie can't be an invertebrate.
You can quote us on that.
You can quote
official
me on
official stance
that.
Of Miami Blizzard: movies cannot be invertebrates.
Yeah, no, it's don't even get me started on Game of Thrones Season 8.
All right, let's continue.
D&D really did it.
I digress.
Now
you got to. Now they're going to like in the. I love the fall imagery. Like the reds and blue.
I don't even know what I'm watching. They got swallowed by some clouds. That was very scary.
I won't let anything happen to her.
That was the most basic quote. Oh, there's
what
a giant.
She, she's not an ice wizard.
Okay, I swear. Okay, that clip a second ago looked like Shrek. Do you remember when Shrek was inside the castle and dragons?
Yeah.
And then he's behind the column?
Yeah.
Elsa just gave me
nightmares.
Shrek was very scary.
Yes, Frozen 2. Like the logo has like autumn in it. Maybe they're making 4 Frozen movies and each one like correlates to
a season. Oh my god.
But I love like fall, like that. I love the way the fall looks there. I don't know why I love it so much, but it just looks really good.
All right. I would say it looks kind of standard.
I'll watch it when it comes out on Disney Plus, and I inevitably give in to capitalism.
You will not be getting Disney
Plus.
Yes,
I will.
Not on my watch.
Are you kidding me? With the Marvel TV shows that are going to be out on it?
with like there's gonna be Falcon and Winter Soldier,
you can't encourage
Loki,
you need to double down on Netflix.
Why would I don't like Netflix. Netflix does not bring out good quality for the most part. I don't like a lot.
You're not subscribed to Netflix. You are not subscribed to Netflix for their original creations. You're subscribed to Netflix because they challenged cable, and then you're gonna have to pay $60 a month to get shows with commercials. You're paying $12 a month to get every show you want whenever you want, not withheld from you. And you are paying for them to accumulate all of the shows. But if you support Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, all of those other things.
Okay, so you're saying every time
all you do is tell is basically create internet cable.
Yeah. So you're telling me you're never gonna order something off Amazon. You're never gonna go to watch a Disney movie ever again. That's what you're saying. No, that's what you're saying. If you're saying this.
You went to see
Avengers Endgame with me.
Hey!
You can't do this. All right. Hey. Guys, if Ben mutes me again, I think I might just... I don't know. Well, I'll break his laptop. How about that?
Not my Chromebook.
Yeah, I'll break your Chromebook.
Okay, listen.
You can't mute me when I'm clearly destroying you in a discussion.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You looked at it again to tune me out, you monster.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Scum.
Listen, hey.
You're like the Donald Trump of radio.
If you wait... until Disney crumbles under the stupid idea of creating their own Disney Plus thing.
It won't crumble. It'll be a smashing success.
But if you and everyone else...
Why would we boycott it?
If they have content, then they're going to have to put it back on Disney. Then they're going to have to put it back on Netflix. You have to vote with your wallet.
It's not going to work.
I guarantee you, with your wallet.
Boycotting it won't work because there's no way you can convince everyone to boycott it.
But you shouldn't just do it because you think it's hopeless.
Oh, are you kidding?
Everyone thinks it's hopeless.
I'm very passionate
about.
But if
you and other people like you are like, I'm going to wait on this. Eventually, it's not going to be profitable, and they're going to have to go to Netflix.
And that's not. That just simply will not happen.
I guarantee you. That's how it works. That's how the free market works.
Yes, that's how the free market works. I'm very close to cursing. No one will do that.
You're choosing not to do it because you think no one else will do it.
Yeah.
If you don't,
it's a tragedy of the commons.
No, and I'm giving into it. No! This is how you...
Don't do that.
Chris got mad.
Well, Ben mutes me whenever he like he can't like win an argument easily. So...
I'm lowering them. My hand slipped. We were being too loud.
Yeah.
It was maxing the red line. We redlined.
Mm-hmm.
Bah! All I'm saying is if you choose to make your decisions based on what you think other people are doing,
then you all lose. Why don't we, with our friends, we make like a joint Disney Plus account so that way it's like one for six people instead of one per person.
I don't need Disney to own every aspect of my life.
Disney owns only the entertainment aspect of our lives. Amazon and Google, we should, and Facebook, be much more concerned about.
There's some talks about them getting broken up.
I'm a huge fan of just breaking up those companies. Well, they have far too much power. Apple's now going into streaming services. You know,
God,
I cannot wait.
This is how cable happened. Because all these people are like, oh well, you want to pay for Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO. Well, what we'll do is we'll just bundle it for $60 instead of $100 for each individual one. And that's the only place you can get your content in the future. And then, like, well, screw you. We're going to put commercials on it. And then you have commercials again. But you were better off before when you didn't have commercials.
If you have a subscription service, I honestly don't know how they would do that. But honestly,
that's what I'm saying.
I think it will get to the point that some of these companies will get broken up. NBC and Universal merged, and then they merged with Comcast, Warner Brothers, and AT&T.
Well, Fox. Disney owns Fox.
Disney and 20th Century Fox, and like all those assets.
But those are all like owned by one company.
In addition to just like stifling competition in the economy, which I think is an oligopoly. Is that what it's called? Oligarchy? Oligopoly.
It's
practically becoming an oligopoly, and I don't think that's good for the economy. In addition, we should have Bob Iger.
What's he in charge of?
He's the CEO of Disney and 20th Century Fox, ESPN, ABC,
yeah.
Disney Channel, Marvel, Star Wars. One person should not have so much control over so much entertainment. He could really influence what people think. And thank God he's like not like backwards thinking, but there's like Sinclair Broadcasting, which is like these TV stations. I don't know if you've seen the John Oliver bit about them.
It's bad.
But they control so much of just like the like the commercials and or like the radio, local radio stations in the U.S. and they promote very like agendas that are very controversial, and I just don't think that like the so much power should be held by so few. That's my two cents.
All right,
but I still will buy Disney Plus. But
no,
if you want,
not.
We can buy a joint account with other people, we'll and therefore we don't let them profit as much. Come on, you know you want to see a Loki TV show.
I'll think about it.
Tom Hiddleston is so charming.
I don't think I want to see that. He's greasy. Do you want to hear a song
greasy,
you want to
like
hear?
Good greasy, not like bad. We know some bad greasy people.
We know some bad greasy people.
Some greasy meatballs. Anyways, what were we saying?
Do you have a song you want to hear?
No, I don't. I forgot to find one. I'm here for the banter, not for the music. Though okay. I will. I need
Then I'm just going to complain about what I play. All right, so we're going to play one last song.
About right.
It is by one of my favorite bands. I play it a lot, and here it is. Oh, before that happens, you've been listening to Miami Blizzard on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Is this it? Are we done?
Yeah.
All right. Bye, gang.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, because I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie. I want you. And I race through sound check just to